中村みどりです。日本の大阪にいます。どうやってることは CVV という活動をしています。
My name is Midori Nakamura and I'm from Osaka, Japan and I'm involved in CVV which is Children's Views and Voices in Osaka。
児童養護施設で生活している子どもたちの活動をしています。
It's not from the foster care in Japan. It's basically from the institutions, the kids in care in the institutions that I've been involved with.
How does that impact on the work that you do?
そうですね。
Since I myself was in care in the institution, I knew exactly what the living in care like.Therefore, people in care or used to be in care trust me, and we can talk about our experiences, and we can share our feelings and our experiences.
What are some of the common themes that come up when you're talking to other young people who are from care? Do they share some of the same concerns?
一つはやっぱ孤独感っていうのがすごく入ってても中にいても、
The most common theme amongst the youth in care or used to be in care is the loneliness. Even though they are living in the large institutions or mid-sized institutions with other kids, a bunch of people living in the same space, they still feel lonely in the institution.That's the outstanding issues among ourselves. And the number two is the, even this is a recent issue, the kids left in care and became living independently. They don't know how to keep the relationship with their parents, how close or how, what distance they have to keep.From their parents. Number three is that they still keep the negative feelings or negative experience of their life in institutions when they were in care. These are the three main common issues that we deal with.
So have you and the older ones come up with any recommendations of how to kind of meet those needs, how to address those concerns?
そうですね。一つはその、まあ、寂しいっていうところに関しては、
Most of all, since we start up the CVV, which is group of mostly with the in care or used to be in care, together with supporters, including lawyers, we have.Offer youth who wants to talk about their loneliness, for example, and make friends in this group. In terms of the relationship with the parent, as I said, we have a lawyer in our group, so we can listen to their issues, and if they have any legal issues or some procedural issues, we can give some advice to these youth.Also, just, you know, just coming to the group and just talk with us really give them give them opportunity to share experience and build the relationship with others and make friends so that they don't have to feel loneliness anymore.
So now with those concerns and you guys are meeting together and having a chance to address those concerns, or is there anything about the care system?Where you are, that is really positive. That something that that more kids should experience.
そうですね。すごく一ついい経験は人とのつながりで、やっぱり一緒の施設で育った仲間とか。
The positive experience being in care in institutions. This is a reverse experience from negative side, being lonely. But at the same time, because you live in institution with other kids.Obviously, you have opportunity to build the friendship with the other youth. And, you know, sometimes you have a lifelong relationship with these youth living in the same institution because they share the same experience. So that's the positive side. Also, the staff people or directors that who build a good relationship, again, they last a very long relationship for their living. And other positive experience was that many events happened at institutions that they stayed. It's the every event that they had gave them a good memories, and they think back at how good time they had. So these are the positive side of experience being in care in institution.
UNCRC, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, do you feel that the children and youth in your community know about their rights?
Frankly speaking, I don't think the people know about this this rights, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child in general. However, when Japanese government ratified this convention, I learned about the rights of the child when I was a primary school student. So initially, it was a bit of a push by the government to let the people know about this. But now, I have a feeling that many people don't know about this.
Does that concern you?
そうですね。学校とかでも特に子どもの権利についてはそういう授業ないと思うので大人も知らないし子どもももちろん知らない。
This situation really concerns me. I don't think any schools have a class to teach about the rights of the child. And also, so the kids don't have opportunity to learn about their rights. Also, the adults don't know about the rights of the child, so this situation concerns me.
What do you think can or should be done about it?
The one thing I wish to be able to do is introduce the in the school system, in the curriculum, to teach each about the rights of the child, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, so that kids have opportunity in the early stage of their life about their rights. As for CVV, we try to disseminate information to general public, let them know that there is the rights of the child defined by UN. For example, when we have opportunity to give some lectures or seminars, we definitely talk about the rights of the child.
When speaking to children and youth, is it effective to have other children and youth talk to them about their rights? Do the children understand it more or appreciate learning it more from other children?
Basically, in Japan, we don't have a system that the youth teaching youth or kids teaching kids, not like Canada, that you have kind of a layer teaching, but this can be done in Japan, and probably this may show some effect, positive effect, if we introduce the system in Japan. Right now, what we do is teaching or telling mostly directly to youth or children or the staff people at institutions who don't know about the rights of the children, even though they work for the institutions. So from that end, not only we at CVV talk about the rights, but I think at the government or local government, they should have some kind of a system to teach the staff or social workers to know about the rights of the child.
It's the 20th anniversary of the convention. And where do you feel the world is in relation to the convention?
I can only say about Japan, the situation in Japan. As you know, Japan ratified this convention long time ago. However, internally, domestically, the government doesn't have any systematic or even legal change made to support this convention. So from that point of view, Japan is way behind from what the convention is trying to deliver to children.
How would you change that?
As a CVV, in terms of CVV, what we can do is to give opportunity the youth or children to express their ideas, their opinions, their concerns, their views, without worrying about any negative repercussion to them. So that they, they will realize, or they can realize that they, yes, we have right to express their own views. So that's the thing that CVV can do, providing that opportunity. And by doing so, we can let the general public know that this is what's happening, and this is what the children's rights is about. To improve the situation in Japan.
What do you see as the role of policies and regulations regarding children?
In terms of education side in children, in Japan, the Japanese government provides the educational opportunity up to grade 9. They also they have child welfare law to protect the children. That's the positive side of it. However, if you look at how the children are treated in the child welfare system right now, the basic policy is still the government looks children as a group. So therefore, they bring the children into large institutions and look children as a group, not individual human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, each individual child is not necessarily given enough attention, and also the specific the service to meet their needs. So, from that point of view, the policies can be improved to look children as an individual being, so that the system or government policy can see each child as a unique, independent human being.
Do you feel that CVV is doing all that it can to make sure or to give children and youth a chance to be heard?
From the CVV's point of view, our activity still needs more, we have to expand our power to the general society to give our children at large have opportunity to express their views. Within the CVV, of course, those who are member or those who participate in the CVV activity, they have a full right to express their views, and they enjoy their opportunity to be heard. But unfortunately, in general public, we don't have still enough activity or enough power to give every children to give them opportunity to be heard.
As you said earlier, by educating the people who work with children, as they begin to understand children's rights, they'll begin to give kids more opportunities to have a voice?
Yeah, that's the way to do. At this moment, we have in Japan, most of the institutions and also the foster parents, they have a booklet.
Is there a story that you could share about a youth either realizing they have rights or exercising their voice? Is there a situation where a young person was able to speak up for themselves or advocate for themselves, and it led to positive change?
In terms of a story, unfortunately, what's happening in general is that once children know about their rights, rights to express their views, so they, you know, they take literally and express their views. And in many cases, the institutions, the adults actually crash, you know, their opinion. So in one way, the adults say you have a right to express, but at the same time, they try to suppress their opinion. So it's not necessarily the positive experience, but the few positive experience by expressing the child's views is, for example, the Midori, her case. Once she found out about the rights, and she expressed that she wanted to go to university, and her voice was heard, and adults or staff listened to her and supported her and helped her to realize to go to university. So this is a very positive experience that I can share with you.
What is the rate of children in care continuing past grade 9?
90% 以上が一般で
Those who graduate from high school and going into university in general, public, about 60%, close to 60%. However, the kids in care, only 10% of those who graduate from high school go to university.
Wow.
A huge gap.
How important is post-secondary to a lifestyle that can keep someone healthy and...
What is affecting most is the employment opportunity, particularly right now under the very tough economy. Just finishing high school cannot really give you an opportunity to find jobs. However, if you graduate from university, you have a better chance to get to find a job. That's one difference. And another one is, of course, the income level is also different. If you graduate from university, you earn more money than non-graduate kids.
So what options are available to them?
Most of the kids graduate from either grade 9 or high school. Many kids trying to find a job which offer a dormitory. They can still have a place to live and work. Mostly they plant, manufacturing, very small companies actually, not the large ones, but the small contractor, subcontractor, automotive, assembly or repair, a kind of thing, and also the apparel industry, which is basically with the low income, low pay job, and also the food related business. All these circumstances.
どもの権利条約に関してなんですけどもね、私の体験ですが、日本で批准してから、ただ私の体験では、は
い、in terms of UN Convention of the Rights of the Child, based on my experience, actually, since the Japanese government ratified this convention, this affected my life in a very positive way because I witnessed that at, in schools or in institutions, there are incidents of the attitude towards children improved. They used to have, sometimes in the past, before the ratification, the staff used to have, just treated children in a very rough manner. These incidents reduced dramatically since the government ratified the convention. So from my own experience, the ratification of the rights of the child, the UN Convention, really gave me a positive experience because, again, the adults now, I guess, know about rights and they cannot treat children in a very rough manner anymore. When talk about the rough, it's the violence that we're talking about. The adults that treat the children in a very violently, it's much reduced since the ratification.
What kind of violence were they being treated?
We can imagine that the kids in institutions, they don't always leave peacefully. Sometimes they have a fight, a squabble among themselves. So the staff people, somehow they try to teach, from their point of view, teach kids not to fight by reacting children by hitting them or give them sit down on the floor Japanese way, and also sometimes they have used a very loud voice. This kind of violence that we experienced in the past.
Still happened, but much reduced.
You're right. The more adult knows about rights, and the better you treat children. That's for sure. The one thing lacking in Japan is advocacy office. If children or child have some complaints or express their concerns and views, there's no the legal or legitimate body to investigate or listen to them. Unfortunately, the advocacy office doesn't exist in Japan. So this is the challenge for us.
If you had a children's advocate, what do you think would be some of the issues they would investigate? For example, in Canada, some of our advocates are investigating overcrowding. Some of them are investigating the death of children in care. What issues do you think your advocate should look into?
日本でアドボカシー事務所ができて、いわゆる子どものアドボケットが職業としてね。
子ども、その施設の状況が。
The many institutions in Japan are very closed and they don't want to share the information with the public. So it's very isolated islands. So the people don't know what kind of life the kids have in these institutions. So the first thing that the advocate may have to do in terms of investigation is to find out what are the situation or situations of the children living in these institutions and make them more public.
ダイレクトではないですけども、分かりやすくワークしたりとか、 たりとかっていうのもしてるので、これからもそういうのを続けていきたいなと思いました
。Having this interview and talking about the children's rights, UN Convention of the Rights of the Child, as I said, CVV has been having seminars and workshops to talk about rights. Sometimes we talk about rights in direct way. However, I realize that how important for CVV to continue this activity to let the people know about the rights of the child.